Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing says Pals Pop Plopcast than Stan Bush enthusiastically. Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Peen?
I'm good. How are you, Spay?
I'm good. How's the West Coast?
It's good. It's good.
Great. We got in-house legal attorney Dane Wiedner in the house again.
Hello, Peen.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. That means another episode filled with feedback. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, well, we didn't get the we didn't make that capital investment to the headphone splitter.
Well, shouldn't our equity partner throw in some capital for that?
I think we should have a capital call pretty soon so we can start getting everybody to contribute. So everyone has some skin in the game, as they say.
I'll buy it when Spay cuts me that first rent check.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I have 2 hours to get that to you. Don't we have a 5-day grace period?
Yes, sure.
I remember taking many trips out to J.P. Passano.
At 11:45.
Our old landlord. When we're like, hey, is tomorrow okay? I know we're late. And he would say no. And so we'd have to drive out there in the middle of the night.
Out to his creepy apartment where Troy was raping.
Yeah. What's the penalty? What was the penalty?
Whatever the dumbass lease that he had was. I guess we should finally stop this.
How could anyone give birth to Caveman Lawyer?
No, this wasn't Caveman Lawyer.
Talking about this is the Clarendon house, the Jay's house?
Yeah, the one right behind Jay's. That was the one with the biggest bitch because we had to drive out to fucking Leesburg.
Yeah.
Which was like an hour and a half. And he lived He lived in his former farmland McMansion. And that was like 3 hours out of your day just to get out the fucking middle of nowhere. So that was exciting. Speaking of housing, you finally got rid of Stately Peen Manor, I hear, or in the process?
Yes, Peen Manor is off the market as of today.
So any listeners out there, if you're looking to move to Arlington, Virginia, and you want to live in a piece of plopcasting history...
You totally blew it.
You blew it. Oh, you know, I bet what they're all saying to themselves right now is, damn it, new buttons, here we go. But that,
no, wait. They're totally saying this. Stupid! You're so stupid!
Well, I bet they're bringing...
Well, I bet they're bringing...
They're probably
their lawyers.
That's what I call a sticky situation.
Because it's a real sticky situation.
Oh, man, look how we've expanded the soundboard. Another great capital investment. In fact, that's the theme of the show, isn't it? Capital investment for this week?
Yeah, that's a great... theme for the shows.
Spay, you made a big capital investment Sunday morning, right? Which we'll reveal later.
What, a 12-pack of Natty Light?
No, that was Sunday afternoon.
Oh. When did I invest in Sunday evening? The Twitter
Sunday
feed?
Morning.
Sunday morning.
I think he's trying to do a tease, Spay.
Yes.
One of the critical additions to our soundboard podcast.
By locally renowned recording artist Junior Pino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not give away too much information yet, Weigel. Right. That's what we call a tease in the industry.
Good point, Keen.
That's why you're the boss, Keen.
Yeah, in much in much less exciting news than what will be the most exciting news from Plopcast history, the Twitter feed we got up and running again. And
Yes, it's been incredibly active.
I've been tweeting like a maniac.
It's as if Andrew Juge is operating it.
It's almost as if I'm an experienced tweetman, like friend of the podcast, Andrew Splooge. He still knows a little more tricks of the trade, but I'm getting there. I did a couple good hashtags, McPoop jokes.
You had a good retweet I saw.
Yeah, I retweeted with the letter.
You even used the vernacular with the RT.
RT.
Yeah.
I was repeating a joke about how... Olivia Munn craves sperm, and I said,
"Yeah, don't." I mean, it wasn't that great of an article. I don't know why you retweeted it, but
because okay, here we go. Original tweet by pure plopcaster Vince Mancini. Olivia Munn desperately craves sperm, and then it was. I guess she's in a movie that involves a sperm bank, so I retweeted just like we all do. RT at Film Drunk Bro. That's a little bit of the inside baseball, how the sausage is made. That's how you tweet for all the beginners out there.
Well, yeah, and, we're all colleagues with Vince Mancini, so it makes sense that us pals would all be, all be chatting together.
Yeah, we're peers. He's actually got the, I guess Google Talk, you can set up your own voicemail for free and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, I think we needed to streamline our social media presence. And
does this mean that our Google Plus profile is not going to be updated anymore?
Well, no, by streamlining, I mean, refocus all of our energies into Google Plus
Okay, yeah.
And Twitter.
All right, good, good.
But as we've seen in the media, Facebook is basically a dying fad. It's pretty much over.
Yeah, it's kaput.
Right. When friend of the podcast, Joe Vita, has to tweet about how he wants to see the transit of Venus through the sun, I'm done with Facebook at that point. I don't want to know about him wanting to get solar filters for the witnessing of a Venus transit.
Yeah, of course not. Nobody, it sounds awful.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, so what specifically motivated you this week to start tweeting?
Well, I just kind of realized that if you're going to be on the social media scene, you got to be where all the action is, and it seems to be increasingly that Twitter is where all the action is. Plus, it's nice and anonymous. We can get our point across, and Facebook is just so terrible. Like, I knew it was over when I could no longer make racist Korean dog eating jokes on your Facebook page, Keen.
Yeah.
Because of perhaps relatives or.
Yeah,
because
too many people are on it.
Increased sensitivity by those. Yeah. Whereas in if we're just tweeting and we told people about Pal's podcast, the Twitter feed, it's just going to be who we want to tweet with.
So
cut all the dead weight out.
Are you going for a Johnny Ryan style tweeter here?
Or more an Andrew Jooch style tweeter?
Well, both are legends of the tweeting industry. I think they both have a lot to teach, and I'm just going to try to give it my all so that I could maybe get up to their level. But I think it'll be a little mix of both. I did put a nice smooth McDump joke from all the McDonald's I ate.
Yeah, I did enjoy that.
I'm basically sweating special sauce. I wanted to go and get one of those giant iced teas that they have there.
Yeah.
To get a little caffeine in for the show, to get a little amped up because I'm trying to fight off this cold. And I ended up getting two bacon cheeseburgers and the order of fries while I was there.
Nice. And, well, I mean, you just wanted to try their new product. That's the Bacon McDouble?
The Bacon McDouble, and then I got that, and I paired that with the Angus Third Pounder. And it was getting the second half of that Third Pounder down that really is going to do some damage to me. Physically.
Yeah, I mean, you were just making sure you're well nourished so that your immune system can fight off the cold.
That's right. I need a lot of antibodies. I need to get my blood sugar level up.
Assume you had fries with that also.
The fries, yeah. I kind of blew it. I did the fries first because I got a variety of dipping sauces.
What size did you opt for that?
Well, I supersized it so I could get more iced tea.
Okay. And that's regular iced tea. That's not some kind of sugar-free beverage.
Oh, no, none of that sugar-free nonsense.
Okay.
Sweet tea, so this was, like, specially brewed to get as much sugar in it as possible.
That's an awesome fat pledge-style meal. Like, that's pretty much what I fed Plumpy.
The only thing I was disappointed in is there were not any... There was no skins table. So I could do... Forgot to repeat that.
Keen, speaking of foreskins, are you going to Pavera's wedding?
Yeah, are you?
No, I wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah, I'm flying out on Friday.
You go back to doing something blatantly homophobic, right?
That would be the wedding you guys are going to.
I'm not into it.
Yeah, I don't think many people are going. Devline, old man Devline will be there. Professor Devline.
And don't forget Fat Andy and Slow Joe on crutches.
Yeah, they'll be there. Weird Malone will be there, sans Becky. So, and I'm sharing a condo with him.
Oh wait, you're
so.
I hope you make it out alive. The two,
yeah,
are gonna
tell me
a condo
about
together.
It. Yes.
I'm watching Phoebe.
Who's Phoebe? Oh yeah. That should be good. So Phoebe is coming down to Pals by the Sea.
Yeah, Phoebe's probably gonna stay in the basement the whole weekend.
Phoebe is our friend Schmeichel Schmorlando's dog.
She's very energetic.
Yes.
Keen, have you? Yeah, you haven't seen Phoebe in a while, though, have you?
No, she has a taste for your blood, though, developed as a puppy, right? Because didn't she break your skin?
Oh yeah, you're at your going away party.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she was a puppy, she bit a little bit, and then I learned Ogle's trick of just using closed fists to play with a dog, which is not natural. You're basically beating it up, like, boxing it around the ears. But this dog is a spaz and a half. It's got a lot of energy, and it bounds around like a fucking gazelle.
Yeah.
Like, it'll jump like 3 feet off the air, like it doesn't even care.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of Lucy the intern's demeanor, who's right now sleeping in my lap.
She holding a pistol?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
Well, we weren't ready to discuss that yet, but I guess we can now.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was...
Yeah, we've opened up a new position here at PALS HQ and hired a senior art director.
Yes, yes.
Is that official? Did
She didn't accept our offer. I sent it over to her, but it has not been consummated yet.
How is she going to consummate?
I don't know. That's probably not the right word.
Not when it's a brother talking about her sister accepting
it. Yeah, it's a good point.
So, but we're hoping Jenny Keene accepts the offer?
Yes, yes. Ratifies the offer.
Ratify, because otherwise... Well, but she seems to have a lot of skills if she did that whole picture herself.
Yeah, I think it's way better than our old one. I mean, nothing to take away from the Indian attack. I mean, that wasn't a piece of art. That was an actual photo that you took.
Yeah, I mean, I was just happy enough to snap the picture right in the moment of Lucy, our intern, bleeding from many arrows.
Yeah, that was just, being at the right place at the right time.
Native American war party.
Yeah. But yeah, for all the listeners, if they go onto iTunes and search for PALS Podcast, the new logo is there. I think we also posted it to the blog also because I needed a place to host the graphic.
It's also up on the Twitter feed. I'll put it again though. In fact, why don't I tweet right now like a real professional? I'll say inside.
Well, why don't you change the logo on the Twitter to the new logo?
Yeah, I could do that. Don't rush me here. I'm still learning out all the different. What do I need?
Although the Twitter does have a link to the blog, so they can also find it there.
Right. I'm going to do recording a new Plopcast up in the studio. Lazy Peen finally got off his buggin' ass. How about that for a tweet?
Yeah, that's great.
I
wasn't lazy. I was busy.
I bet that'll be retweeted constantly.
Retweet this, bros. Bros retweeting bros. How many retweets do you think we'll get on this?
Probably one.
As a seasoned tweeter now.
Should you write RT this, bros?
Yes. Oh, good point. See? This legal counsel is already paying off divvies. I need to...
That'll be $50.
No, I told you. We paid you in equity. Let me just proofread this a little bit, as a seasoned tweeter would. Recording a new Plopcast up in the studio, Lazy Peen got... yeah, that's enough.
Good work.
Good work.
I can't wait for all these RTs to come rolling in.
Man, 8 people are following the Plopcast?
Well, we'll soon be tapping into the at Andrew Juge's... thousands of tweeters.
There's thousands. No, but you're reading that wrong.
We have 5 followers.
I'm following 8 already.
Who are you following? Why are you following people on our podcast?
I'm following them.
Yeah, why? That should be something that they earn.
Well, I think...
Oh, these are the ones... Okay, I'm looking at it now. Who are you following?
Yeah, I think they've earned it. Let's see. Well, we've only got... so these people are... These are like the spammers. So there's 5 people following PALS Plopcast at the moment. It's like the hot chicks that just spam you and are like, check out this link, I miss you, baby, and, you know, they're just spamming, and you go to it, and then your computer explodes. So we have 2 of those, Courtney Brent, Andrew Juge, and M.O. is the semen hole general.
Yeah.
I believe that's Michael Schmorlando.
Schmorlando has a tweeter? Does he actually tweet?
No, I think he has, like, 4 tweets.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly 4 tweets.
And then does Courtney Brent actually listen to our show?
No, I have no idea why she's following. Oh, Schmogel's not even following. He loves tweeting.
What a jerk.
He tweets, well, he doesn't tweet nearly as much as Juge. I don't think anyone tweets as much as, has as many Twitter feeds.
Well, hopefully we will now. I mean, isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, but I mean, at most, I'm only going to be updating PALS Plopcast. And then, you can be able to slap some hot tweets up there as well. But... It's not like we'll be operating this and our tennis tweeter and our
Saints Nation,
which is basically turned into complain about everything tweet.
Yeah. We'll get more into detail on that later.
And our infant son's tweeter. Just so we'll have a record like that Google commercial. So then when he's like 5 years old, he'll be like, oh, cool. Thanks for doing that. Where's my Transformers? but everybody loves talking about tweeting, especially when they don't tweet.
Yeah, so you need to start, like, how do you get on some of these big, like, when you do pound film drunk or at film drunk, does that show up on the film drunk tweeter then?
Yeah, so here's, let me break it down for you, because I read a blog earlier today that explained tweeting for noobs, basically. I just breezed through it, because I basically picked it all up on myself, because I'm that
tech savvy.
That quick, yeah, I'm that savvy, and that perspicacious. Is that a word? So what you do is, if you want to, like, get someone to see that you're following them, like Weird Al Yankovic said at a fellow Plopcast by peer Mark Maron, that he reads literally everything that comes up at him, like, he won't respond to everything.
Right.
But on your Twitter feed, you can, like, everyone that goes, like, hey, at Weird Al, he'll at least check it out.
Oh, yeah, we tried that for Pal's podcast number one.
Yeah,
think.
and then I tweeted at him also. So anytime you use the at symbol and then at someone's Twitter handle, they'll see it. It'll notify.
They'll see it, but it doesn't get posted to their public Twitter.
Not unless they tweet it. So what a lot of times you'll see people do is someone will be like, "Hey, at like celebrity, your new album is dope, cool, bro, tweet," and then it'll show up if you're following that celebrity. They'll just retweet it because you can just push one button when it shows up on your feed, and then that'll go out to everybody, so that'll encourage you to say, like, look, this celebrity fucking retweeted me, even though it's, like, some asshole intern that is going through the celebrities thing and just retweeting random stuff.
Right. So, Vince Mancini, did he retweet your thing, or...?
Vince Mancini has not. I don't know if he's picked it up yet.
I thought you retweeted Vince Mancini's.
Yeah.
Or did McDonald's respond to your complaint about salt?
No, so far... Well, I closed down Mo Vaughn, the fake Mo Vaughn one.
Why'd you close it?
Best Buy sent him a cease and desist letter?
No, Best Buy couldn't. I mean, Movon could. I mean, technically it's illegal, even though I said I'm not Movon. I used his picture.
It wasn't a verified account.
Why? You're allowed to do a parody.
Right. I mean, it was definitely parody, but whatever. Point was, I took that down so I could focus all on Pal's Plopcast. I think I told you about streamlining all of our social media presence.
Yeah.
I think that's your social media presence you're streamlining.
Yeah. Now, the only person that's tweeted at us is Juge. And said something about space people. I don't get it. Oh, I remember. He tweeted about space people, and I go, space pee hole? And it says this to make an appearance on the podcast. So it just did. Here you go, Juge. We're not responsive to our fans' requests. So, yeah, space people, if anybody didn't know, almost sounds like space pee hole. So now you have that to think of every time you hear space people.
Or space people.
Or if you just hear space people. Good point. And then, so the hashtag, that's like trending topics. So if like all those people that want to see the Venus transit, I bet if you type in hashtag Venus, and a whole bunch of tweets about fucking Venus showed up. So CNN, a bunch of assholes.
So how do we get at Pal's podcast to be trending? Pound Pal's.
We got to get other people to do it. So basically, we need to build up our followers.
Hashtag Pal's podcast.
Yeah, hashtag. Okay. Hashtag Pal's.
Man, I hope hashtag hilarious Obersavations takes off.
Did that spell that wrong?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been tweeting so much right now. I'm a little busy. I don't have time.
Can't believe nobody's retweeted your tweet yet.
Well, here's a nice sampling. Hey, at McDonald's, how about adding some French fries to my order of salt? Hilarious Ob. Observations. And then I wrote, thanks for the delicious meal, McDonald's. Now gonna go take a smooth McDump. Hashtag McPoop jokes. So pretty soon that'll be everywhere. When we play Juju's tweet, we can actually include, now we can expand from just Johnny Ryan, because they used to just follow two. Now we're following eight. So I'm also...
Great, yeah.
Did you see the McGruber Twitter?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I saw you reused your... Reuse the line that you used on what was it on AV Club or Warming Glow?
Oh yeah, AV Club when they teased everyone with a MacGruber 2, and my line, which you can read on the Pals Podcast Twitter feed, it's taking a lot of airtime up. I hope we're gonna get tons of new listeners, tons of new followers now. Follow me back, bro. But I said I will to get MacGruber 2 made. I will suck as many dicks as it takes. I will rip as many throats as it takes. Live. Weigel is legal in-house counsel for Pal's Podcast. Have you ever seen the movie MacGruber?
No.
Why? What are you doing?
We're going to have to remedy that.
I'll watch it soon.
Might have to have a reviewing and then a whole other episode devoted just to MacGruber.
I'm in favor of that.
That's if you make it out of that condo alive this weekend, Keith.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty worried about it.
Is Blair going?
Oh. No, it's just us two in the condo. Everyone else is in the hotel.
Oh, right. Just you and you mean at the condo for the wedding that you're going to be at with Malone?
Yeah. Yeah, and Malone's going to go crazy because he has a kid. He can't do anything. He wasn't even drinking that much before with Becky when it was just Becky and him.
So you mean now
so
he's got a...
He's just going to go crazy.
Because he has a weekend of freedom now.
Yeah, he has a weekend of freedom. He doesn't have... I mean, at least before he had tolerance, so it would take like 13 or 14 natty ices to get him drunk. But now he's going to get drunk really fast and be scarier faster. It's going to be terrible.
And you're going to have nowhere to go.
I know. Well, we have a 3-bedroom condo, so I might have to switch beds depending on where he's headed or I don't know.
What has a stronger lock?
Yeah.
What looks
Which one has more doors to barricade?
Wait, so just the two of you are renting a 3-bedroom condo?
Yeah, because, I mean, for whatever reason, it's like a crappy Courtyard by Marriott, the wedding hotel, but it's like $280 a night to stay there. So I rented a condo for $350 for the weekend.
Right.
Where is the wedding?
Carolina Beach.
Okay. Is that by Wilmington?
Yeah.
Nice.
But you
still... I mean, the wedding will be fun. I'm sure it's going to be fun. Plus, I don't have to wear a tie or suit or anything, so that's a plus.
Oh, that's worth sleeping next to a person who just might happen to slit your throat in the middle of the night.
Now. Keen, I suggest you take the extra mattress and jam it up against the door before you go to sleep.
Weigel, do you think I haven't thought of these ideas already?
Hey, maybe you can bring the intern and she can protect you with her ferocious.
Yeah. I want to live long enough to enjoy all the cool mealios I'm going to make off of Peen Manor.
Why don't you bring some bath salts to give Malone beforehand?
Yeah. I feel like once that came out, that bath salts mess you up so much that you end up eating bums' faces. Malone was probably like researching that like the minute after he heard about that story.
Malone was probably saying, I knew that years ago.
Yeah, it's like people are just now getting onto bath salts. All these hipsters are going to screw it up, but I was into bath salts way before all you homeless face-eating people got into it.
It's probably made from like an extract of Malone's hair.
It's, well, you know what it is? It's I gotta have this up more often. Somebody distilled the essence of this noise and bottled it and called it bath salts. But that's all
yeah.
It is.
So I mean, I guess I don't even know who's going. It's me. Schmorlando is going.
Yes, because we have Phoebe. Did we go over that?
I don't know if Kirkland. Kirkland might be going.
Dude, Schmandrew Schmooge is going.
Yeah, he's going. San's baby also, so at least he can get drunk.
That'll be fun. He was fun last time he was around at your...
Yeah, he was fun at my goodbye party.
Yeah, then he bitched about the drive home with the fucking baby.
Yeah. Well, that's his fault.
Oh, right, because he split... Because the baby and Mrs. Juge were there, but they split up so Juge could go out and have a little bit of man-slamming... Wait, hold on. Shit, I forgot that's on there too now.
Spare, I gotta get really, a lot better. Really bad at this.
Juge is ready for some of that.
He's always ready for that.
Is Mr. Riffy gonna be there?
Doubt it.
Well, you know what Riffy said to me.
Now you go back to doing something lately, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who else is gonna be there. I mean, Erickson, I guess.
What about the Brat guy?
Ugh. Yeah, the Brat guy's going.
Where's Schmation Schmee?
Oh.
All right, well...
I think that's it. So, you know...
Good, because...
I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
I think sure. We've all talked about the people that only you two know going to this wedding long enough. Let's switch gears now back to the podcast itself.
All right, I'm going to go to bed soon, so can we play the tweet game?
Yeah, let's get to the big reveal.
Oh.
Because this is a major capital investment.
Yeah, anybody still listening past the important wedding announcements for... Weigel and Keen's fraternity and stuck around long enough to hear that we finally, I was in the lab cooking up some fat beats and I got our talented musician friend, JB Beanho.
Oh, the little boy Highland?
That little boy Highland, who has a successful recording music career himself, has played many open mics, has been in several bands, has played such diverse places as the Iota Club and Grill in Arlington, Virginia, to your guys' living room in Lexington, Virginia, the Pica Fraternity.
Don't forget Ragtime on a Tuesday night, I believe.
Many nights.
Don't you think it's fair to say this is right up there about his sad song on a rainy day about a sad open house?
You mean open house on a rainy day?
Yes, that one.
A real song for real tours.
Yeah, JP always puts in a little bit of his real career as his real tour. Yeah.
Right.
Peppers all of his lyrics. It reminds me of that poignant song he wrote, poignant sad song about an open house on a rainy day.
All right, yes. should we get to the big new theme?
Yeah, Pal's theme song. We recorded this in JB's professional studio.
Yeah, so we'll open up every show from here on out.
I think it turned out pretty well. Yeah, as much as we all like Stan Bush and You Got the Touch, we'll still be able to put that. Maybe we'll get that on the soundboard.
Yeah.
But here it is, live for the first time in history of the Pal's Plopcast, the news theme song. Let's go. Round of applause.
And I think it really captures the essence of the podcast.
I like when he screams at the end.
Yeah, so is that taped at Igloo by the Bay?
No, I was in D.C. I made the trek, fighting off a cold the whole time, managed to make it out there, was in the recording studio, like I said, cooking up some fat beats in the lab with JB, and then we laid it all down.
What did you record that on? On your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is JP's guy, like racks of equipment, and you know, basically helped by some guy working on commission at the Guitar Center, like a new like car with the stuff he's got in there. And he's like, "Well, I don't know how we're gonna record this, all this other stuff." I'm like, "I just downloaded this free app on my phone. Hold on." And then I recorded it and emailed it to myself. And that was it.
Good work.
Yeah. So it really doesn't take all that much studio time or studio stuff, but
well, it's great.
Yeah, I thought it turned out pretty well. I thought JP sounded pretty good there. He had a nice little guitar stuff to it. I would have no idea how to make those noises out of a guitar.
Slapping and tapping.
Yeah.
What's the lyric? Is it jump on my butt or jump out my
jump
butt?
Up my butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that not clear?
No, not really, but it's okay.
Well, that version wasn't too loud. I could have turned it up maybe. But yeah, it's jump up my butt. And then JP, the lyric, the only lyric that JP changed, which I think was a good input, is instead of it being a motherfucking podcast in the lyrics now, it is going right up your ass. Before it was coming right up your ass. Like I don't think that sounds right. Let's change the coming to going. So
all right.
That's how it all came together.
Well, on that note, I'm out, pals.
Well, you want to do the tweet?
If we do the tweets, I can stick around.
All right. Well, you can't look now because I got them up on the computer.
I'm turning the chair around, Keith.
Okay, fair.
I don't know if we're going to be able to hear you, but
no,
just shout.
I'm just
he's shouting. It's fine. It's Weigel we're talking about.
Good point. All right, so we got so now we're going to have three options. So I know you still haven't scored your first successful victory at this game yet, Keen, but we're going to add an extra level of complexity. Your choices now are going to be at Andrew Juge, at Mr. Johnny Ryan, or at the MacGruber.
Okay.
Because I don't know, like, I just guessed that MacGruber would have his own tweet. Ugh, that was a gross.
Smooth.
I wish it was smooth. This McDonald's is fucking up everything. But he's got over 7,800 followers, so there's some good. It's good stuff on there.
All right, let's roll.
Wait, hold on. Now we got to play our other theme song.
Well, that's what I meant by roll.
Juge's motherfucking.
All right. Now it's time for everybody's favorite game. Juge's
Sweeping the Nation.
Yes. Everybody's a big fan. Now I got to find the tweets. And normally you would expect someone who's you know, been running this show for this long would have this ready yet, but no, not yet. I thought Thought I had one ready. All right. I think that one is just what it's going to have to be. And now for the second one. Got to make sure that it's a good one here.
This is great radio.
Yeah. Usually.
This is awesome.
Wait. Yes. All right, we're ready. We're ready to go.
Okay.
All
right,
let's go.
Okay. Twitter number one. Slipped some bath salts into my wife's coffee, then drew a face on my penis. Let's see what happens. Tweet number one. Tweet number two is hashtag we all got that one friend that tries to resist but eventually embraces the celery in the butt lifestyle. Hashtag talking about you, Brooke. And finally, are you seriously wearing Mississippi State shorts? Wow, a small part of Tide fans everywhere just died.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't understand how the three tweets work. I have to now match all three to the correct tweeters?
Yeah, that's how we were doing it before.
Or are we just trying to pick out which one is Juju's?
Well, let's go back to the first one, and you tell me who you think that one is. We'll lock them in.
Okay, can you say it one more time?
Sure, I would love to. Slipped some bath salts into my wife's coffee, then drew a face on my penis. Let's see what happens. So that's pulling in. Remember what we talked about earlier in the podcast about what happens when you have bath salts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I actually thought the celery one sounded a lot like Juge.
Okay.
I mean, not only is he into health, you know, the whole bros watching waiting thing, but I mean, he loves putting things in his butt.
So the Juge you think is we all got that one friend that tries to resist but eventually embraces the celery in the butt lifestyle. Talking about you, Rook.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to disagree, Keane. I think the first one is Juge.
So
the bath salt one?
Yeah, he likes giving his kid baths. I think it's a natural transition to bath salts for him. Yeah, the French are into art, which correlates into drawing faces on penises. So
interesting.
That's my logic on that one.
And you think that somebody else said, are you seriously wearing Mississippi State shorts? Well, part of Tide fans everywhere just died.
I think that's probably MacGruber.
That's MacGruber.
Yeah, I thought that was MacGruber as well.
Okay. So
that would leave me with the celery stalk and Johnny Ryan, I think.
Okay, not a bad guess. All right, well, I have you all not marked down here. If we could, you know, if this wasn't radio, you'd all see this elaborate chart that I have drawn
up to
get your official scores in. And then I would also flip it over to see all the X's that I have drawn because all of you got it all wrong.
Damn it!
One more time.
What?
Yes. And
I think we need a.
That means you're wrong.
Keane, we need a third party in here to make sure he's not screwing these up since I can't see.
Yeah, I know. I just have a really hard time believing that the celery one wasn't Juge.
So it turns out that was MacGruber.
Huh.
He was the one.
Man.
Thinking people should really embrace the celery in the butt lifestyle.
Unfucking believable.
Yeah, that was MacGruber. Juge was tweeting someone apparently about Mississippi State shorts.
Mm.
College sports, I guess. College fandoms. And then Johnny Ryan. I think you guys all missed this, and I was trying to clue you in. See, I was trying to help, but you missed about the bath salts. So when you draw a face on your penis and then you give your wife bath salts drive you to insane levels to where you start eating faces. So then if his wife has the bath salts, she's going to start eating the face on his penis.
Okay.
You sure that wasn't Juge?
Pretty sure. Not unless Juge also wrote, feels like someone doing puppetry of the penis in my stomach.
Yeah, it's this transit of Venus has got me all fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't think I like the third. I don't like this third edition. I mean, I think you should select two tweets, but.
So maybe keep it back down to just two?
Yeah.
So alternate.
I mean, the game's hard enough as is.
So maybe alternate between Johnny Ryan, the real MacGruber, maybe bring in some other people, but always have it Juge and one other person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. This is what we're doing is a little testing out. We're doing the beta testing here on Pal's Plopcast.
Yeah. All right. Now kick Weigel out and put headphones on.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye, Weigel. Hey, get cracking on our cease and desist
paperwork. I don't want to talk about confidential legal matters on the air, Keen.
When are you incorporating us?
I'm working on it.
What are you waiting for?
I'm paying clients.
You're an equity partner in this endeavor.
Cool millios you'll be able to peel out when we pay our first dividends.
Okay, well. When I see those cool millios, you'll see your incorporation.
You're going to wish you had answered that original investor capital call when it pays off later.
When's the IPO?
I think we've all seen how useless IPOs are with the whole Facebook debacle. I don't think we need to follow them down that path.
All right, good night, pals.
Bye-bye, pal.
See you later, Wiedner.
Later.
All right, so I need to get these headphones on then.
Yes, get them on. The feedback got a lot worse.
All right. Even though I have a cold and can't hear anything out of my one ear. All right. No, that's the wrong button. All right. Now they're in.
Okay, great. All right, yeah, it's gone. Perfect. It's
fucking loud as hell. All right, you can still hear me?
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right. I do have some clips, though.
Oh, yeah, we haven't had a clip in a while.
Yes. Let me do this clip. It's from Adam Carolla, a fellow Plopcaster.
Our colleague.
Yeah. He had a guest in, not as good as Dane Wiedner, the paralegal. Not as good, but sort of good. Dana Gould. It's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. Dana Gould's awesome.
He had a good vote. Have you listened to a lot of Carolla?
Yeah.
You know the Huell bits?
Yeah, the Huellhauser bit. Is this an extended Huellhauser bit?
No, it's a short bit about the Huellhauser bit.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most people in California that aren't from California have no clue who Huellhauser is, though.
Yeah, it's a new thing for me. I enjoyed it very much, but he's what, like an 80-year-old guy that does local news?
No, so he's on PBS in California.
Okay.
He has a show called California Gold, where all he does is go to some quirky place, and he just asks ridiculously
inane.
Yeah, ridiculously stupid questions.
They don't seem that, exotic either. Like, part of the joke seems to be, they find just stuff that anyone with, glancing at it very briefly would pretty much get the whole thing pretty quickly.
Yeah, like a tortilla factory.
Right.
Or he'll go to, a normal run-of-the-mill taco shop here.
Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, what do you have here now? Now, what does this do? It's like, that's the cash register. You're telling me you push the buttons here and... Yeah, and it just goes on, and, the people answering them are almost like, how is this real?
Yeah, I hope this is the clip of the tortilla factory, Adam Carolla bit.
You mean the pita place?
No, I might, while you play the clip, I might actually try to find this other Huellhauser, but it's the best Adam Carolla clip.
Okay, yeah, it's not going to be the whole thing. It's basically they do the Huell's Jewels, and then Dana Gould is a pretty funny dude, and he starts talking about how Huell... you only see, the TV part of Huell, but when, Huell gets home, he's, an incredibly miserable, depressed person.
Yeah.
He can't fathom being this guy, waking up every day and looking at himself in the mirror. So he goes off on a little extended riff on that. I got to take the headphones out to play it, but hopefully this comes in all right. But I'm going to go ahead and do this now.
Okay.
When he's home alone, in the morning, putting toothbrush on the tooth? Oh, my God! And every time they make the toothpaste hole the same width as the toothbrush. Or is it just like, I don't have the guts to kill myself today, so I'm just going to put on my waffle stompers. Go to a cardboard box factory.
Huell is going to go on a quick tour of some historic alleys in Old Town Pasadena. By the way, if you didn't think this could heat up anymore, look out.
You know what I think I could do if I was man enough? I could stuff my mouth with shotgun shells and duct tape it shut, mm-hmm. then set myself on fire, and when the heat got to my head, fucking blew.
I think we're all going to want to do that after we watch
Huell. That's how I want to go out, and I want to do it at the top of the Ferris wheel at the Santa Monica Promenade.
And you're going to do it.
All right, did that come in, Keen? Keen?
Yeah, sorry, I turned the mic off. Yeah, it came in well. It sounded good. It was a good clip.
All right.
I found the Huellhauser clip. It's actually from the Loveline days.
Oh, this is that going back a long way.
Yeah, this would be the original for when Huellhauser first was brought up.
All right. You want to go right into that then?
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready for more Huell.
Okay.
All right.
This is where you keep the taffy. Look at that. And what is that? That's a truck. You use that to ship the taffy? Yes, we ship the taffy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're shipping in a truck. What do you say?
You know why you should make fun of this guy?
Having some retarded drunken uncle show up at your house and look at your artwork.
Let me see you create entertainment without using...
You call that entertainment? How dare you?
He doesn't talk about sex. He doesn't tell dirty jokes. And he's got a long-running TV show. You use dirty jokes.
Casey. No one watches. His dad owns a station. There's something going on over there.
Yeah, I watch that. He's great.
No, today we're down in Alvera Street. Oh, look at that. It's a pinata. Where do you keep... Here's where you keep the pinatas.
You know what? He's bigger than you. He probably beat the crap.
Next week, we're going out to a mission in the San Fernando Valley. This was built in 1674. My goodness. Now, where do you keep the body of Christ? Whoa, look at that. We're in the body of Christ room. And that truck, what do you use? You ship the body of Christ in? Fantastic.
Yeah, you know what I just saw? You're jealous of the guy. His
coverage of the
garlic fair was outstanding. He should have gotten an Emmy for his coverage of the garlic fair.
We're in Solvang for the garlic fair. You're saying you make ice cream out of garlic? Where do you keep it? In the garlic storage room. Oh, and what's that truck for? That's what we ship the ice cream garlic. I ship the garlic and the ice cream in the same truck. Look at that. Please, people aren't death's doorstep, watch that show. No one under 70 watches that show.
How about the Victory Garden on Sunday morning, Casey?
Oh, how dare you. Huell does the most. It's the most boring. Hey, I only watch it because it's so boring. I'm amazed at how boring it is.
Why you do watch it, though?
We're at a tortilla factory. Your family's been making tortillas for how long? 7 million years. And where do you keep the tortillas? In the tortilla room. In the tortilla room. And how do you ship the tortilla? With a truck! All I know is I get stoned and want to eat.
I knew it.
He does is visit factories where they make food.
It's a marijuana-related issue.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Seriously, he's gone to the same tortilla factory 8 times.
Here's another... Listen, let's move
baklava.
On.
Baklava! I've never heard of baklava. How long has your family been making baklava?
It's made in Brooklyn.
750,000 years since the earth was still molten. Your grandfather's grandmother made baklava. Where do you keep it? In the baklava store? Oh, my goodness!
Okay. Huh? Brittany, quickly discuss your problem because Adam's taking a deep breath.
All right. That was
okay, good clip, yeah.
Nice extended bit. Is that pre-Dr. Drew?
No, that was probably Dr. Bruce spilling in.
Oh, I see.
He was really – because Dr. Drew would have shut up while Adam was doing his bit.
Yeah, that's the best thing about – I mean, I guess if you've heard your fair share of Carolla, you've heard a lot of his bits. But I'm a little bit new to his thing, and on his show, he'll just go on a rant, and everyone just – that's it. He just goes.
Yeah. You actually should get into the you should just listen to the back episodes of Loveline.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with the one, the earlier Carolla Huell's Jules there with the bit about stuffing your mouth full of shotgun shells and duct taping it shut so you could blow your whole head up at the top of the Ferris wheel.
Well, yeah. But I mean Dana Gould's always pretty on point.
Yeah.
I wish I'd gone to see him. He played at the Draft House a few times.
Yeah, I missed a bunch of people there, but
yeah.
No one will be going there unless someone moves back to Columbia Pike.
Yeah, I guess that's over.
Stately
Pier. Yeah, because I'm gonna fly out for the closing of the house, June 29.
Right.
But that could be the last trip for a while. Maybe until Pals by the Sea when I fly to Norfolk.
Oh yeah, for New Year's.
Hopefully.
That's where I picked up this terrible cold. I was visiting some of the little ones, the nieces and nephews. They were down there.
How were all of the new capital improvements down at Pals by the Sea?
Oh, you mean how's the stain that you left with your soda and you so carelessly knocked it over?
I cleaned that up.
Yeah, cleaned nothing up. You sopped up some of the goo. No, it's good. That's 2 bedrooms now. They put in like a bed. So they added an extra bedroom. Oh, they put in this will be really good for New Year's too, a jacuzzi.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, Jacuzzi is up and running. It's pretty nice. You're going to have a whole summer of people using it, though, so it'll be, you know, it'll have that, whatever the cleaning thing is. It's like, it looks like a UFO, and it's filled with, what do they call that?
Chemicals? I don't know, the pool cleaning thing?
Yeah, what's that chemical they put in every pool, though, that makes your eyes burn? Yeah, the chlorine shock thing.
That's fine. That should neutralize all the semen that's going to be released.
All the gross fluids. Yeah. And where you use, and baby shit and whatever else gets stuck in there.
I hope it can get rid of Weigel's back hair that's going to be floating in it once
he gets it. Your only hope for that is, I guess, like the yearly like vacuuming of it after it gets drained. I was reading the instruction manual for the jacuzzi, and literally anytime anything happens, the first thing you do is drain it and then chlorine shock it. Which I guess is just dump fucking chlorine into it.
Yeah, sounds like a huge pain.
Yeah, but that's like anything that goes
wrong. It's gonna feel great after Pal's polar bear.
It'll be good for that. I mean, you could really have an executive workout. You do a quick dip in the jacuzzi, and then you go right to the steam.
And it's gonna be great.
And then you steam out any of the toxins you have left, and then that's a full workout right there.
I know, I can't wait.
That's how the executive.
Pal's by the Sea number 2 is gonna be fantastic. I think Pal's New Year's or whatever we call it.
Yeah, Pals New Year's, New Year of Pals. All right, so this has been an exciting Plopcast, a bunch of improvements. We've got the new song, the new artwork, the Twitter feed, which I'll have to update with the new artwork, but that should be rolling along, so people should get on that. It's easier, too, to, like, it's basically like a microblog, so any info we have to get out, we can just tell people to look at that. Enough of this.
Yeah, like, I think the, I mean, because you were able to inform the crowd of my laziness, so that people, I'm sure old Chappie wasn't too, at least could keep up with where the episode was.
Right, if anybody wants to know, like, what's going on, why don't I have my weekly dose of two awkward people talking about bullshit and somebody else's tweets, now they know. You were lazy. What did you do? What was going on this weekend anyway? Were you just sloth? Slothfulness catching up with you?
No, I had a half marathon on Sunday.
Oh, I had a half marathon. I was too busy running around the streets for money that I paid, even though you can do it for free.
Yeah, so I had that, and then I kind of just had a 2-day binge.
Why did you drink so much this weekend?
Jada was out here.
Oh, I know Jada.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around with drinking, so, I mean.
Doesn't she quit drinking every other week, too, and then?
No, she doesn't quit.
Oh, I thought she said she was going to stop drinking or something.
No, she did get kicked out of a bar last night at 2 a.m., so we left the bar at 2.
So that cut into your drinking time.
Yeah, then I went to work at, I had to get up for work at 6:30, so that was a fun day today.
You went to work on Monday?
Today, no, I went to work today.
Oh, did you take Monday off?
We went out last night. Yeah, I took Monday off.
But you went out Monday night as well?
Yeah, we went out Monday. We went out hard Monday night. Sunday night we went out also quite a bit, but so, you know, I was just getting drunk.
All right, like the bros.
Yeah, well, like pals do.
I'll make sure to update the Twitter feed that it's not just laziness. It was also Keen was getting drunk like a boss.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you, like, all hungover now?
I felt really terrible this morning, but I picked up a breakfast burrito on the way to work, so that kind of helped.
Really? That's all it takes?
I mean, I took Advil at 3 a.m. because I felt like dying.
Yeah. I tried to take it easy Saturday, but next thing I knew, one of my friends from college that went to West Virginia was giving me, like, moonshine.
Who? Wait, from Maryland?
From Maryland, yeah. What did I say, college, grad school? There was a few West Virginians there, and they were back in town. And so that made Sunday pretty miserable, and I've just been way under the weather, but still not lazy enough to skip to be derelict on podcasting duty.
Sorry, Svay. Yeah, and it's going to be tough this weekend, too.
What happens this weekend?
Well, I'm going to be in Wilmington.
Oh, right. When do you go out there?
Friday, 6:30 in the morning. You can come down to there if you want. We can do a live taping. We do have a third bedroom in the condo.
Great, so I can hang out with you and Malone?
Yeah.
I bet that'd be fun for a little bit. I don't really want to drive all the way down there, though.
What? It's only 6.5 hours.
No, I just got done driving back from Virginia Beach. It's enough.
Well, you know, offer's on the table, Spec.
All right. Well, I'll have to think about it.
We can see who's being lazy now.
Well, then we'll have to push it back to another Monday or Tuesday night then. Next for
yeah, probably Monday, unless you want to do a Thursday episode. But I mean, I'd rather just do it on Monday, I guess. And then after that, we can get back to the regular schedule. Because at least for me, my life will be settling down after that.
Yeah, you'll be done with all this East Coast nonsense. What happens in the middle of the week? You got a busy middle week?
Like this week?
Yeah, you said either Monday or Thursday.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking today is Tuesday. Maybe we should do our next episode on Thursday.
Oh, you mean like a Thursday of this week? Right. Yeah. Give ourselves a little breathing room. I mean, you know, we have to.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of show prep that's going on behind the scenes. I mean, some people probably think we just, you know, start talking for an hour without incredible amounts of planning for each episode.
We did about 4 minutes of prep time before of saying, well, we better save that for the podcast, and then we forgot about what we were going to say.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we were discussing at the time.
Was it the amount of work that I put into your home that I'm going to see no payout of?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget all the incredible work keeping your bathroom clean.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, even after we made capital improvements to your bathroom.
Every now and then I had to take a little bit of the teepee and just, like, scrape it along the corner of the bathroom and then go, ugh! Because it pick up everything that just falls off of your body. It's not fun to look at. But yeah, I fixed your gate, your puerta.
I know, yeah, it's great. And like we were saying before the show, we have like a guest book, and every single person that saw the house said the best part of the house was how free-swinging the gate was with no impediments.
It looks like someone took a Sawzall and just cut about an inch or two. That person must have been in a shop in woodworking class at college and taken the theater class where you get to build sets and learn how to use Sawzalls.
Yeah, exactly.
And got a nice C+ from a class called Hammers and Nails by everyone else because it was
teacher named Big T.
Supposed to be an easy A.
In fact, I believe 0% of the pals podcasting right now received an A in that easy A class.
You had to show off and get a B though, right?
Yeah, I got a B+. That was even after he offered like a significant extra credit to go see an actual play over Feb break. So I actually paid $35 to go watch a crappy, stupid play in San Diego. And even with that extra credit, I still only got a B+.
Wait, so during Feb break, you were back in San Diego, and what play did you see?
It was a play about Native American / Mexicans. I believe the Quechuas.
What was the theater? What was?
It was the San Diego Repertory Theater.
Wow, that sounds terrible. It cost $35.
Well, I had to find a play, and I had to bring a ticket stub back.
Were there no was W&L putting on plays the whole time? Like you built sets for them, right?
Yeah, I mean I built sets, but this was just like an additional thing.
I think we got credit. I guess we didn't have the Feb. I took it in the spring. I remember it was nice weather, so I guess we didn't have that break to go back home and see plays because we got credit for seeing like the other shitty plays that people put on, like that don't need big elaborate sets.
Oh, yeah, I would have much rather that been. But there was only one play, the one you had to work on.
There was a couple weird things. There was the big play, which was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, which is fucking terrible.
That's the one you have to work every day?
Yeah. And I guess the guy that works at W&L is like the theater professor, like wrote the whole thing, and it's so corny and dumb, and you're like, this guy needs to shut the fuck up and realize he's at a college putting on a play no one cares about.
Plays are the worst. Why do people like plays?
Well, they'd be interesting if you could make them, like, funny. Like, the whole...
Yeah, but why not just go to a movie? Why not record it on video? Or film, or whatever?
I agree. I mean,
why do people go... Like, what's the big deal about Broadway? Like, why spend $150 on a play that could easily just be turned into a movie?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't go to Broadway and think it's awesome.
Yeah, but you know New Yorkers, like... Why do New Yorkers insist on going to stupid plays and making a big deal out of it?
I don't know. I think it's totally dumb. I think it's
like, do the Spays do that?
No.
Like, your dad, mom, don't go, like, out to a play?
Well, so we lived in the suburbs. My dad worked in New York every day, and, like, all he cared about was, like, leaving the city as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I don't ever think he ever wanted to work in New York either. I think my parents never, like, a lot of people would go in, and it'd be a big deal. But a lot of people were also, like, I don't know. Like, if they were a doctor that worked at the hospital nearby, they would go into the city, and they just lived there because of the suburbs. Yeah. My dad lived there because, like, that was as far away as he could get without making his commute, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
And now that they live in Hoboken, to make the commute, like, really easy, they still never go in. They like Hoboken because it has tons of, like, yuppie restaurants.
Yeah, so, without the need to cross the river.
Right, so my dad just takes the bus home, and it's, like, 15 minutes, and then they just eat out, like every day.
Yeah, it's like how I felt about Arlington and D.C.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. I mean, it's a little older, a little different, but...
Yeah, but same kind of idea. Like, I don't really see the point of crossing the river to D.C.
Right, yeah.
Arlington has everything I need, and I'm lazy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, once you're done, you can be home, and then you just, like, walk two blocks, and you're home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you go every now and then because it's, like, a thing to do, I guess, or it's something different, but...
It's like an expensive thing to do, though.
Yeah, like...
Like, I'd rather sit at field level at a baseball game than stupid Broadway.
Right, like, the Book of Mormon, like, supposed to be really funny. I would rather...
It'll be 1,000 times better as a movie, which it'll inevitably be turned into.
Right, I'd rather sit there... I'd rather watch... I mean, I'm sure someone's taped it somewhere. I'd rather just sit and watch it here. Because, like, you can listen to the soundtrack on Spotify.
Yeah.
And it is hilarious, a lot of the songs. They're extremely dirty. They're really, really funny. So I don't get...
But again, they'd have to be really funny to be worth... Like, people pay, like, what, $300, $400 for Book of Mormon tickets?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I mean, it's sold out for the next whole bunch of times.
It's got to be really funny. I mean, I went to the Comedy Cellar in New York and saw Louis C.K. and that was $15, so...
A much better deal. That's...
Last per dollar ratio, it's got to be pretty funny.
Yeah, live comedy, live music, those are the things that, like, New York is awesome for. Broadway, I 100% agree with you. I do not see
it. Like, I used to think Broadway was just for tourists, but I think tons of people that live in New York City, like, go to stupid Broadway shows.
I mean, a lot do. A lot of it's tourists, too. I mean, it's basically one of those things that can only exist in, like, a couple cities in the whole world the way it does. It's like Broadway and London, I think, are the only cities that have, like, a real theater district.
Right.
I'm sure Paris or some of those other ones do, but they're not at the same level.
Right.
That's why if you ever look at, like, the Tony Awards, because it also costs a ton and there's only so many, like, main venues, there's the shows that run for years that are, like, the Disney shows, like Cats and The Lion King. And then there's only, like, three or four, like, new big plays that happen every year, which is why, like, the Book of Mormon is just going to win everything one year.
Yeah.
Like, any show that is that successful to start with just wins everything because its competition is, like, three other things. It's a weird industry, and I don't understand. Like, if you just put a camera, like, in one of the balcony seats, and, like, this is what you'd be seeing anyway, like, if you went and paid, like, the $500.
Right. And there's other ones, like Lion King was on Broadway.
Yeah.
Why would you go to see the play and not the, like...
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty different.
Or Spider-Man. Why do I want to see, like, shoddy special effects with wires and stuff?
Right.
I can just see the movie that's going to look a billion times better.
Well, I mean, like, part of it is, like, so Cirque du Soleil, like, that's what more plays are becoming like. Like, Spider-Man is, like, it's, like, they have to hire, like, acrobats to be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have that. But the whole thing about, like, seeing people, like, sing and dance, they're all, like, mic'd up now anyway. So, like...
Yeah, I don't know. It all seems really dumb. I'd like to see that industry go kaput.
I mean, if it hadn't happened yet, you would have thought. I mean, I think...
Plus, Hammers and Nails really cultivated my hatred for plays.
Oh, yeah, that's how we got started on it, on such stupid nonsense. Yeah, Hammers and Nails were, like, to build... And the thing about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was the whole point was, like, half the play was set up like a normal building. You know, so you had, like, your fucking stairs and your door, and then you change a couple things, and it's, like, a couple different, like, scenes. But then the other half had to be all, like, nightmare scenario. Like, this is when he's, like, Mr. Hyde. So the stairs are all these, like, crazy cutouts, and nothing is at right angles, and everything needs to be traced and cut, and it takes forever. And I was like, no one cares. This is going to be taken down, like, in a month.
Right.
Like, you put it up, it's performed, I don't know, a dozen times at the most. And then it gets fucking struck.
What was your job on the play?
So the reason I got a C was I just missed that big day where they give out all the parts and, like, it takes, like, a whole Saturday.
Yeah.
So I just, like, drank. It was like a – forget what was going on, but –
Probably drinking.
It was definitely drinking. Because at one point they got let out for lunch, and one of the guys what was his name? I forget, but he was funny, but he saw me. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, what? We didn't have anything today. And he's like, yeah, this was, like, the most important day. I was like, nah, I'm sure it'll be fine. So then the next class, I'm like, you know, I honestly, they're like, I don't have an excuse because my only, I really didn't think we had anything. It's like, that's so stupid that I actually have to believe you.
Well, did he give you a job?
Yeah, so then I just had to, like, it was like me and like two other people, and we just had to like make sure props were ready for when the actors needed them.
That sounds better than mine. I had to stand there behind a door.
Yeah.
For the entire length of the stupid
play.
Yeah, and I had to make sure the door opened and then closed.
Right.
But I couldn't sit on a stool or anything. I just stand for an hour and a half for this terrible, terrible play.
So that no one could see you.
Yeah.
And then because, yeah, that was the thing about the doors. Like, they're supposed to, like, slam them and do all this stuff, but they were all made, like, on the spot by, like, retard college kids who were drinking all the time. So they would always, like, shut and then, like, bounce open again.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, shut and then, like, very slowly, like, creep open when they were supposed to, like, stay, like, a nice, smooth door jam and open and close like normal.
Yeah. Why don't they just assemble it better so that I don't have to stand there?
Well, you're supposed to be assembling it, too.
I didn't really do very much assembling.
Were you one of the guys that was always, like, walking around like you were busy but trying to avoid actually doing anything?
Yeah, of course.
Because there was definitely a lot – there was always, like a small group of people that were probably – you know, worked on these kind of things, had these kind of skills before of construction. Did you just get a phone call, King?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good radio. You can definitely hear your phone ringing.
Sorry about that.
Do you have to take it? Do we need to go on a little hiatus here, a little break?
No, it's okay.
Okay, good. Didn't want to interrupt your busy day. I know you have all that sleeping in and drinking to do. I don't want to...
Well, I mean, I did go to work today.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're implying.
I mean, I had stuff to do.
Right, important things. Well, I had to eat a bunch of McDonald's and then get physically ill.
I know. I'm glad that you did because I'm interested in hearing how the bacon McDouble was, whether it was worth an additional dollar.
As opposed to being on the 99-cent menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can no longer be a dollar menu-aire and order it. I mean, it was fine. It was more like I just always hate that feeling because there's like I need to go shopping and there's no food. And I hate that feeling when it's like I need to get more food, but what I really need is like a handful of peanuts or like, I don't know, a few chips just to tide you over after your meal. And there's literally nothing. Like your choices are like a can of soup or, I don't know, like a frozen pizza, something like that. That is totally impractical, but you need just a little bit of food. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll get this other burger just to make sure I have enough for McDonald's while I'm there, enough disposable food. And then I got one bite in that second burger and was like, I messed up. I did way too much.
How's the Angus burger?
It's fine. A little too much mayo. I mean, I was also super full because I also got that giant...
Supersized fries?
Well, and the iced tea, I think, was... I underestimated how much space all that tea takes up.
Yeah.
And it's so sweet. Like there's no way I could do the sweet tea next time. Like, that much sugar... It's just not good.
Probably that many calories is not good.
Yeah, I can deal with the calories. And then you bite into the burger, and then you get that, like, dab of mayo where, like, the knife ended up at the last moment.
Yeah.
And then
the unbalanced spreading.
Yeah, so you get, the oversaturation of that mayo taste, and your throat kind of closes up like, stop, you've done enough to me. I don't want any more. So that was a problem. But otherwise, good value, you know, good calorie per dollar.
Yeah, very much so. Perfect for fat pledges.
Yeah. Unfortunately, any New York fraternities will no longer be able to pull off many good fat calories with sodas.
Yeah, now here Bloomberg in charge.
You see that?
Yeah.
My favorite thing was somebody wrote, like, you know, this is really just about, like, rich people in New York who want to drink like big glasses of wine and their artisanal beers and their fruit smoothies that come in giant things that are for the upper class, but all the poor fat people, ew, they're grossing me out. They said something has to be done about the gross poor fat people. Let's take away their soda. If that doesn't teach them a lesson to start getting in shape, because I'm sick of looking at them on the subway.
Well, I just think of Bloomberg's like, it's not taking away anyone's freedom. I mean, now you just have to order 216 ounces instead of 132 ounces.
Yeah, so what the fuck is the point?
Yeah.
Or they have to go into the bodega and get a 2-liter and just suck on that all day.
I don't know. It's pretty stupid.
Right. My favorite thing is when people bitch at him and he's like, listen,
nobody's doing anything about obesity. Well, we're finally doing something about obesity. What are you doing? Making it a pain in the ass. Like the incentive to be skinny is like you get laid more. Like if that is not a big enough incentive, nothing will do it. No amount of
legislation. Right.
You can't.
Not, having to hold two cups of soda now is not going to stop it.
No way. If being all fat and having chicks be grossed out by the look, by the sight of you,
is not enough.
Yeah, to get you to give up a giant 64 ounce soda, then Bloomberg's saying like now you have to get like four of those 12 ounces of cans.
Yeah.
To get the same amount of Mountain Dew that you wanted before, you fat piece of shit. Like, yeah, nothing's going to do it. You can't legislate people out of behavior where it's already stopping them from getting laid.
Yeah.
The only thing you do is be like, now we have to take away, like, Craigslist or, like, prostitutes or something.
Right.
Like, that maybe would get people to be like, shit, now I have to, like, go meet people and impress them with my physical attributes as well as, you know, other things.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no, yeah. Take away their internet porn, maybe. That might do it. But not...
That would
do it. Not carry around four cans of soda. Well, shit, time to get in shape. Time to stop burdening all the taxpayers with my diabetes medicine.
Hey, Spey, are you going to do this Walking Dead escape when we come out to PALS Comic-Con?
Is that the thing in the Petco?
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on paying money to shuffle around.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you? Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I want to do it. I was just looking right now to see. It's like at first I thought it was going to sell out really fast, but all the slots are still open. So,
is there?
I kind of figured at some point they would just do it as like a group on.
Oh yeah, to get everybody in the.
And I'll jump on it then when it's a group on. Because $70 for 35 minutes does seem pretty excessive.
Wow, $70? No way.
I mean, if they can cut that to like 2 for $70, like $35 each, then I think I could justify that.
But the ticket to the whole Comic-Con is only $40.
Well, I know, but they must be doing something totally awesome with all that money.
Yeah, putting it in their pockets. Spending it on cocaine or whatever the hell people in Hollywood do with their money.
I mean, I think it has the potential to be really awesome.
Explain to me the whole thing of it again.
Well, I don't really know what it is.
It's the Walking Dead event in Petco Park, like the baseball stadium.
Yeah, okay, it says it is not a race, no one is timed, and you are not required to run, but the slow... usually die for a reason. It sounds like just zombies just chasing. Because they're doing it in waves, so it's like 6 o'clock, 6:20, 6:40, 6, like 7 o'clock. So I'm guessing there's like zombies that chase you, and you have to get between different obstacles or something.
Or what, like tag and you're out?
Probably.
Like two-hand touch?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it's like. It does say stuff like hiding is recommended if confronted with a walker horde.
Where? Behind second base?
yeah. Move swiftly. The end is near.
Oh, they're probably going to put a bunch of obstacles up.
Yeah, it says there could be things like cargo nets and rope bridges.
Yeah, they're going to put an obstacle.
The goal is to make it to the evacuation zone without having contact with any walkers.
Or you get, yeah, but I mean, like, I'm sure...
Oh, the government believes infection can be spread by touch.
Right. So this is going to be an obstacle course like those Tough Mudder things.
Yeah.
And
but with zombies.
The zombies chasing you. And then I guess it's the honor system if they touch you.
I don't know. It says government scientists will be waiting at the evacuation zone and will perform a scan to determine whether or not participants have been infected by the virus. I bet they have something on their hands or something that can show up under a UV light or something.
I mean, that sounds like money that would be wasted. Like, I don't think they're going to go through the
effort. I kind of think for $35 it's probably... No, I bet they do something like that.
Keen, have you ever gone to those amusement park rides where, like, or the spy... Have you gone to the Spy Museum?
No.
Okay, well, anytime you're, like, waiting online, you know how they do those things where they explain, like, here's your secret identity, make sure you memorize it, it'll come in handy later, and here's all these things you need to do while you wait online, because at the end, like, you'll have to figure out where all this stuff happens. And then you get to the end, and they're like, oh, yeah, if you want to check to see if you remember your name, go to that wall and find yourself or something.
Yeah.
That's what that's the job of the people. There's nothing to win, right?
Well, I don't know. I do get an exclusive special edition of the 100th issue of The Walking Dead, which is probably worth hundreds of dollars.
Right. Definitely.
And I get an exclusive special edition poster.
You can put that up on eBay and sell it for a couple cool millios.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can sign up to be a walker also. So I was wondering if they were going to do, like, the full-on, like, Walking Dead makeup people stuff for that, but I don't know.
I think you're expecting way too much.
I don't know. For $70, what? It should be...
I don't know why you're assuming that just because they charge a lot of money that it has to be, like, really impressive.
I don't know.
I think the fact that there's slots open...
Yeah, like pretty much every slot.
Right. I think...
I don't know. I'll keep a lookout for Groupons. I'll let you know. You don't think you would do it for $35?
I'm definitely not doing it for $35.
What price would it take for you to do it?
I'd let a watch for free.
Okay.
If the obstacle course looks really awesome, it looks like Ninja Warrior, and I show up and see it, and I'm like, that's fucking Mount...
No, it's not going to, though, because it's got to appeal to all the fat comic book nerds.
Maybe they'll have like a couple different paths, but if I see Mount Midoriyami... I walk up in there, and then I want to put on my display of Nakoto Nagano, and I want to put my medal to the test. I might think about dropping, like, I don't know, $10-$15. Yeah. $20 sounds excessive for a zombie obstacle course.
All right, well, you can stand and watch then, because I'll probably do it.
If they're spectating, yeah, I'll check it out. Plus,
yeah, they're spectating, but you have to pay.
That's also completely fucked.
So it's just a big money pit.
Why don't they just sell concessions? Like, I want to kind of, like, be able to drink a lot, too, that weekend.
Well, obviously.
I don't want to be sequestered in some Petco Park by a bunch of annoyed volunteers while they tell me to explain the rules of zombie obstacle race.
I don't know. I mean, judging from this past weekend, there will be plenty of boozing. I wouldn't worry.
All right. Is now that Mr. Spean's going to be there?
Yeah, it'll be, we'll drink, don't worry.
Did she want to do the obstacle course? Was she pumped up about this?
Yeah, she's not too jazzed about the $70 fee, but I don't know. It seems like the type of thing that they're going to put on Living Social, so.
All right.
I'll get it then.
Well, let me know what the price comes to, but I have a feeling that I'm not going to be too, there's way too many other things to do on that weekend, I feel like.
Well, it's only 35 to 55 minutes, so.
Yeah. Well, for $40, you get a whole day of Comic-Con. I won't be lacking for options of things to do with any of my disposable income.
All right, Spade.
Zombie obstacle course. I'm just, I don't have high hopes. That's why I said, if it looks like Mount Midoriyami when I get there.
Well, let's just hope. Let's hope.
Let's all hope.
Okay, well, we're at an hour and 12, 13.
All right, plenty of Plopcast. We'll work on the kinks for Juju's tweets. Maybe get that headphone splitter. We still got to figure out a way. You won't be able to hear if I play anything from the soundboard, right?
No, you just have to subtly pull out the plug. I've gotten kind of good at that when I need to do it, so I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yeah, I know how to pull out the plug and then put it back in, but that's... It's a little bit low budge for now that we're making so many rapid improvements.
Well, I mean, maybe at some point we'll invest in a mixing board.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, I think we need a mixing board.
Oh, but that's the thing we were talking about where now I have to run the headphones through the mixing board and then the mixing board into the computer.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot more complicated to do that. But, yeah, at some point we'll make that investment, I think.
Yeah, I feel like there just should be a way to do it with these Skype or something.
It's a lot more complicated than what I first thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well.
But that's fine, because we're willing to invest whatever it takes into this podcast.
We'll have to pull in a few more investors, maybe.
I mean, I don't know if people realize how much the studio time costs for the theme song. It doesn't come free.
That's true. I had to hound JP for a while. I wonder if he's even going to listen to it.
I doubt it.
Probably not. But that was still, I don't know, that was worth it.
That's fine. I'll be eager to hear what old Chappie thinks, since he's the only one I know who actually listens to this podcast.
Well, there's some other Milburn crew that are listening to it.
The K-Man.
The K-Man, the Plickster.
AJ. Yeah, all right.
The Plickster said he probably would not be able to do any call-ins, but maybe we can work him into a Juju's tweet.
Yeah. Let's get Chappie back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Franklin and Bash. We got to bring that up with Wiedner.
Yeah.
Because it's a show about him. He's bro lawyers.
I know.
He's basically in it.
It's like him and Pickens.
Yeah. And Kev Dog.
Yeah. All right, you got an outro song queued up?
No, let's just play the Pals Podcast theme song again.
Yeah.
All right. I'm officially unplugged. Got it up number one on the. I'll put this. Should I put the soundboard up so other people can enjoy that on the Twitter?
Oh yeah. Send the link.
So everything's gonna be on the Twitter feed from now on. Pals Podcast at Pals Podcast. Nice and simple. Fake pals didn't cyber squat on that.
Jerks.
I told Weigel we retained him for his reputation as being an aggressive lawyer with very aggressive tactics. So hopefully we should see some of that soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
But
All right, good podcast.
Yeah, good times. We'll keep working out the kinks.
Yeah, sorry I was late.
Yeah, sorry you were lazy too.
I'll recommit.
All right, great. All right, see you, pals.
Pals.
Pals Podcast. It's a podcast for pals. Pals Podcast. Jump on my butt. Pals Podcast. It's a podcast for pals.